Coming up on episode number 1355, well, this month would have been Roy Orbison's 85th birthday, and I always like a good Roy Orbison cover. I like covers that some people don't even know are Roy Orbison covers. Let's get to them. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, April 15th, what would have been tax day, but it's not. We have another extension year because of COVID. I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of the show. Today, celebrating the music of Roy Orbison. He would have turned 85 this year, a little bit later this month in April. Still a young performer, right? Or not young performer, but still should have been with us to perform music, to give us more Traveling Wilburys music, or do more stuff with Jeff Lynne. Amazing stuff, and you're going to hear covers of songs all throughout his career, his library, both by new artists and old, slow and fast. You're going to hear it all. This is one that came out last year, though. We're going to start with, you might have been expecting the Van Halen cover of this song. Oh no, I'm going to give you a different one. This is frequent Coverville features. Jack Conte and Natalie Dawn, better known as Pomplamoose. Last year they released this cover of Oh Pretty Woman. Here it is. Here is Pomplamoose.
Oh, If you can't be my loving baby, you ain't got the style. I'm gonna give me some real gold love that'll drive a cool cat wild. We're gonna move on down the line. I'm gonna give me a gal, then I'm going out on the town. Sudden we gotta go, we gotta move on down the line. Well, I need my loving all the time. Show you ain't so hot. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. She'll be pleased, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. Gonna move on down the line. I'm gonna get me a gal, one that's truly fine. Well, I'm gonna move on down the line. Get me a gal, truly fine. Really got me sweating, can't be slow. When she go to strutting, we gotta go. We gotta move on down the line. Well, I'm gonna do right all the time. Well, I'm gonna do right all the time. Ooh.
Only the lonely knows this way I feel tonight. Only the lonely knows this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart. It's all over, so far apart. But only the
One of those great songs that was produced by Jeff Lynne when Roy Orbison released his version. You Got It by the Flanders. Great version, by the way, of that song by Bonnie Raitt. I think from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from the year that Roy was inducted. That was the Flanders from their album Rough Around the Edges from 2009. Great cover right there. Leopold and His Fiction before that from All ATX Volume 5, Back to the Armadillo. An Austin, Texas tribute to Roy Orbison, an Austin, Texas collection of covers, which just happens to have a couple Roy Orbison tracks on there. Leopold and His Fiction with a cover of Only the Lonely. Straitjackets right before that with the Reverend Horton Heat doing a cover of Right Down the Line. That one from the album Sing Along with Los Straitjackets from 2001. We start things off with Pomplamoose with Oh, Pretty Woman, a cover of a song that, of course, Van Halen also turned into a huge, huge hit. That was a single that Pomplamoose released last year. Let's keep things going. Let's do a cover of the song Crying, this one performed by Pop Etc. from their covers collection 2007 to 2017. Here is Pop Etc.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been understand, but the touch of your hand can start me crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, oh so true. I love you even more than I did before. Oh darling, what can I do? Now you don't love me, and I'll always be crying over you, crying over you. Yes, now you're
feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all of the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Where those fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Gonna see my baby again, gonna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Where those fishing boats with their sails float, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Sweet.
With It's Over. That one from his album California Sun, which came out a couple of years ago, 2019. Couple covers on that thing, as you might expect. Dream Baby before that. Hootie and the Blowfish, they included that on the soundtrack of White Man's Burden. They also re-released it on their Scattered, Smothered, and Covered collection, which came out just a year or two later. 1995, that soundtrack came out, a cover of Dream Baby. Blue Bayou, which, yeah, a lot of people associate with Linda Ronstadt. She had a great big hit with that song, but it was a Roy Orbison song before it was hers. He wrote it. The Memphis Ukulele Band, changing up a little bit of the melody in the chorus, which is really interesting. I tried singing harmony vocals to that one, like I do with the original. Didn't work. 2016, their album came out, self-titled album came out with that cover on it. And Pop Etc. with their cover of Crying. That one from their compilation, Covers Collection, 2007 to 2017. Let's get one last set of music going here. This first one is another one that you'd probably associate with another artist, and you'd kind of be right, because Cyndi Lauper released this song first, even though it was penned by Roy Orbison. He would later release a version just a couple of years later, in the weirdest place, on a Mario, yes, a Nintendo's Mario compilation called White Knuckle Scoring. He included his version on that one. Don't know why that was the place that he released his version. But Matrimony also covered it. Here is I Drove All Night.
Get to you. I was dreaming while I drove along the straight road. running scared. Each place we go, so afraid that he might show. Yeah, running scared. What would I do if he came back and wanted?
don't often hear Dwight Yoakam on the show, but you're hearing him there. That is his cover of Claudette from the Under the Covers release from 1997. Dwight Yoakam covering Roy Orbison's Claudette. Roy, before that, covering All I Have to Do is Dream, the Everly Brothers original version on that one. And they included that on his all-encompassing The Soul of Rock and Roll box set. That thing is amazing. A huge, huge box set. And I actually ended up with a copy of that thanks to the very first Roy Orbison cover story I did. His widow contacted me. She heard the show thanks to his former manager, and she sent me a big box full of stuff, including the box set, a pair of Roy Orbison branded sunglasses, and the Black and White Night DVD, which was absolutely amazing, and a handwritten letter, which was just so cool. That was, so again, his cover of All I Have to Do is Dream. Before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, a cover of Running Scared, that one from his 1986 album, Kicking Against the Pricks. And Matrimony at the top of that set, covering a song that Cyndi Lauper released first, but only on a technicality. Roy Orbison wrote it, recorded a demo of it, and that demo eventually ended up on that Nintendo White Knuckle Scorin' CD, which is such a weird thing. I Drove All Night by Matrimony from Lifting the Covers from 2012. That is going to bring us to the end of a show. You know, I'm looking at the time. It's like, wow, you know, you got a lot of these older songs, 2.5 minutes long. So the covers are short too. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, please email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Make sure to check out Coverville on Twitch. Record the show live every Thursday afternoon at about 1 o'clock. Also, you'll find Guess the Connection and the new Crosswordville, where as I prepare for the North American Crossword Championships, I've been playing crosswords, listening to covers, and doing archived New York Times crossword puzzles in preparation for the big event coming up in a week, just over a week from tomorrow. That'll be fun. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Brian Evans saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.